Well, so we continue today in Mesilas Yesharim. We left off on page 101 on the bottom. So the Mechaber writes, Zelo Milim. These are not just words. Remember, again, we're speaking about the idea that the only way to combat, truly combat the Yetzer Hara, is through Talmud Torah. So the Mechaber writes, these are not just words. Roim Ezeh. We have the ability to see this. F. Shirley Rose, Shu Pashut Lo Lomate Torah. A person could see this in someone who doesn't learn Torah. Hu Lo Osa Averos, Hu Rak Lo Lomate Torah Bekvius, Zekor Lo Orech Zman. So you could have a person who is not committing any particular Averos, he's just not learning Torah. And this could happen over a protracted period of time. Ataroa Shu Lo Sam Lev. You could see that he just doesn't pay attention. Shu Hu Lo Zaz. He doesn't move, he doesn't grow. Hu Lo Margish, he doesn't feel. Kimo biyam sha'adam nischof imagalim, hulo margish, just like if a person ultimately again is set adrift with the waves, he simply feels nothing. Page 102. Bali Torah I efshal hachzik. Without Torah, a person cannot become strong. Hayecholes limnoa nesigos ruchanis. Hirak ayide shamoach shalcha oved. The only way to overcome spiritual challenge is if one's mind is engaged through Torah. Haikaron blima Torah, zedavar sheba elecha mimuromim. As we mentioned this yesterday, in yesterday's shir, that the ikar of learning is not the knowledge, but the ikar of learning is that I'm occupying my mind. I'm focusing on spirituality. I'm focusing on discovering that which is right, that which is wrong, and I'm focusing on connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamoach shalcha osek zechayev la'avar derech ha'toda'ah. If my mind is working, then ultimately, again, this has an impact on me. Harbi dvarim ata yochol la'asos gam b'li ha'toda'ah. Lil modi efshar. There are many things that you could do in life without being attentive. Learning is not one of them. Ki tzarech lahavin lilmod I efshar rak l'rachev tzarech lilmod. It's only if I truly, this is the important you saw, there are some things in life I could take out the garbage without paying attention. Some people could even go to work and do their job without having to pay attention. But when it comes to Torah, one cannot go ahead and reap the true spiritual benefits unless one is intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually present. The idea being, and this goes back to what the Mechaber has been saying over the last couple of days, this is the having mema'it be'esek, the importance of making sure that when we're learning, our mind is present. Again, I can't stress enough, this doesn't mean that a person has to understand every single thing in order for a person to have a meaningful learning experience, but at the end of the day, it means that a person has to be intellectually and emotionally present. He goes on, he says, Vim lo tasok, besof yagia matzav shamatzpon shalcha, shahayalacha pam ne'alamimcha. If a person doesn't learn, then what happens over time is that inner beauty, that inner secret, that which is hidden inside of me, ultimately will disappear. And the sad part is a person won't even realize it. Ach imu os, second paragraph on page 102, Ach imu osik batorah. But if a person engages in Torah and understands the ways of the Torah and begins to appreciate the mitzvos and the obligations, he may sof sof me'ilav yischadish bo is orus shivi'eyu ala derech tov. At the end of the day, a his orus, an awakening, will occur with inside of him that will bring him to the right path. The idea is that when a person learns, and when a person is learning Torah, they're focusing their mind on that Torah, they're present in the process of learning Torah, so that type of learning creates his orus, creates an awakening within the individual. And we know this, again, whenever a person learns, and if I'm really able to just focus on what it is that I'm learning, and I'm able to be present in the moment, I feel a spiritual awakening that occurs within. He says, Kisha'ata nifkash u'mischacheich kol hazman ba'amiro shel Torah. When a person is constantly engaged in learning, im ha'dilemos ha'diyunim ha'sfekos, with the dilemmas, the different discussions, and the different doubts, ha'chichuch ha'matmid im ha'ra'ayono shel Torah, ze'yotzer b'chayranos. When a person, and this goes back to what we've been learning over the last number of days, When a person is occupied with the dilemmas of Torah, trying to understand what's the halacha, what's correct, what's kasher, what's treif, what's tame, what's tahar, what's ms, what's sheker, so this orients a person to become a truth seeker. This orients a person to seek out that which is good and that which is true and that which is correct in life. Learning Torah prevents you from falling asleep, from falling prey to the tardema, the slumber of life. It creates an awakening within. This is actually an amazing statement. The Medrash writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, I'd rather you leave me, but keep my Torah, for the light within it will bring you back to that which is good. The Ribbono Shalom says, you know, you want to stop believing in me, okay, but please continue to learn my Torah, because one thing is for sure, is if you continue to learn my Torah, you'll find your way back to me. It's an incredible idea. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom Ya'aminu Bi, Lo Tzarich She'Ya'aminu Bi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kivyachol, you know what, if you don't believe in me, don't believe in me. Rak She'ilam De Torah, but please learn my Torah. Hama'or Sheba Machzira, because the light within Torah ultimately will bring you back. As lochin tzarech lema'it b'machshavos, kilomer limshol k'tzas b'tchum ha'machshava, shelo rak yispashet l'kivun ha'aratzim. A person has to go ahead and have specific havana when learning, that a person should be able to focus on that learning. Don't allow my thoughts to wander into mundane things. So of course, again, it goes without saying, as much as we weren't making a focus on quantity, we're making a focus on quality. And one only truly reaps the benefit of a Torah learning experience if one is present during the learning. But of course, to whatever degree a person could go ahead and increase or maximize their time of learning, of course, it goes without saying that that is beneficial as well. And here Rav Kashdiel says something beautiful. He says, Hayom bedor shalanu zemamash kal, yesh hayom alfei shiurim. So today in our generation, it's very easy. We have thousands of shiurim. Limud ha-Torah harbi yoser kal yesh harbi shiurim anoshim nosim la'avoda, lomdim bizman hanasiya, b'halucha b'chazor. Baruch Hashem, we live in a time where Torah is so accessible. People, Baruch Hashem, are able to learn. People are able to learn going to work, coming home from work. Yesh internet, neganin nayadim, harbe efsharios lilmot Torah bekalos. So we have internet, Baruch Hashem, we have handheld devices, and thank God the ability to learn Torah is exceptionally easy. So we'll stop over here for today, but we'll see that what Rav Kashdiel is going to teach us, what the Mechaber is going to teach us, is that even though the access is there, access is only part of the equation. The question then becomes, when we choose to access Torah, which of course is an incredible first step, do we also choose to focus on that which we are accessing? Because only if there's focus, only if my head is where my body is, if my soul is where my body is, if it's not just my body in the base medrash, my body in the shir, my body listening on the podcast or on the internet or anything else, but my soul and my mind is there as well, that's when Torah becomes an impactful experience. We will stop over here. Meretz Hashem will pick up with page 103 tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.